Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for us on this, the presentation of the Augsburg Confession Day, is a section of the Old Testament lesson just read, specifically Daniel 3, verse 17. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us. It's sweltering and sizzling, sticky and suffocating. It's a scorcher for sure. The sun is up. The temperature is high, and sweat is rolling down. It feels like a five-alarm fire. It feels like it's as hot as hell. All of this heat, because the heat is on. Just ask Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Or maybe you know them by their VeggieTale names, Shack-Rack and Benny. Some affectionately name them Your Shack, My Shack, and a Bungalow. But in Daniel chapter 3, they are called by their Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's the 6th century BC in Babylon, on the plains of Dura. And these three are in the midst of 300,000. And these three had better blend in, bow down, and sell out. Because Nebuchadnezzar has erected a huge statue of gold, 12.5 feet wide and 125 feet high. And Nebuchadnezzar has issued this decree: at the sound of music, everyone must bow down and worship my idol of gold, because if they do not, they will know this very hour firsthand that the heat is on. We can just imagine Shack-Rack and Benny conversing as sweat rolls down their foreheads. Shack: look, guys, let's be reasonable. It wouldn't hurt to do it just this once. Besides, says Rack, wouldn't it be awesome to be part of a huge stadium event? Benny, speaking like a good seminarian: besides, guys, wouldn't we rather cooperate, assimilate, tolerate, and graduate? As opposed to hyperventilate. When you and I are the three in the midst of 300,000, when we are called upon to not be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe, when we are called upon not to be conformed to this present age, so often you and I act like cowards. And we cave in to the cool breeze of conformity, and we covet the gentle wind of compromise. Face it, brothers and sisters, there's a part to every one of us, just here, just now, that longs for the air-conditioned Christian life. There's no heat, there's no sweat, there's no perspiration, and there's plenty of iced tea and plenty of Pepsi to go around for everybody. When faced with moral compromise, like internet pornography, when faced with ecclesiastical compromise, like character assassination, when faced with doctrinal compromise, like anything goes, we begin to talk to ourselves saying, oh, be reasonable. Just this once. Besides, it's fashionable today to be undecided actually on everything. Besides, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. And besides, I've seen what happens to marshmallows at campfires. I've seen what happens to hot dogs at barbecues. In fact, I've seen what happens to yesterday's leftovers in today's ill-timed microwaved ovens. Everything burns up when the heat is on. Not tolerating this kind of talk, Shaq, Rack, and Benny are ready to take the heat. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to help us. And at this point, our heroes appear to be clutching from a crumbling cliff. And below are ravenous sharks and deadly snakes. And they have bombs that are strapped to their chests, ready to explode. On top of all of that, they're stuck reading Bill Clinton's 957-page autobiography. It might as well be that bad. Because Nebuchadnezzar, filled with rage, has ordered for the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter. And get this, there's a window on this furnace by which spectators can watch from the outside the blazing and the burning and the broiling when the heat is on. And Shaq, Rack, and Benny refuse to blend in or bow down or sell out. They're bound by the Babylonian strongmen, taken up, and the fire is so hot that it burns the Babylonian strongmen alive. Now what happens when 3 stand up to 300,000? What happens when believers say, I will not turn to the right or to the left? What happens when believers say, enough is enough? Let's let Nebuchadnezzar answer that for us. Look, he says, I see 4 men in the furnace walking around unharmed and unbound, and the 4th one looks like a son of God. Amazing. Shazam! Shaq, Rack, and Benny are saved by the 4th man in the furnace, saved by the Son of God, and this is the same Son of God Daniel talks about in chapter 2 of his book, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, whose kingdom will crush all the kingdoms of this world, and it itself will stand forever. This is the same Son that Daniel sees in chapter 7 of his book, coming on the clouds, led before the Ancient of Days. And this Son receives glory and honor and sovereign power, and all nations and peoples and language groups worship him because his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his reign will never pass away. And the results of this bold confession of faith, the Bible says that the hair on their head wasn't singed. Their clothes were unaffected. They didn't even smell like smoke. Man, I can't even go into a bowling alley for 10 seconds and not smell like smoke. But this Son of God's protection is so awesome, so strong, so loving that they don't even smell like smoke. Once again, the Son of Man would find himself in the furnace. This time it would be one against the world. It would be sizzling and scorching. It would be sweaty and stifling. Because you see, at this point, one more time, the heat is on. The Palestinian sun is out. The temperature is up. And sweat is rolling down his butchered and bleeding and battered body. and it's as hot as hell, literally. You see, Jesus of Nazareth is taking the heat for your sins and mine, past, present, and future. And his lips are so cracked and his throat is so parched. John tells us in 19:28 of his gospel, this Jesus uttered one word because of the heat, dipso, in Greek. In English, I thirst. What wondrous love is this? 3 days later, he came out of the furnace, forever unbound, forever alive, alive today to make this promise from Isaiah 43 straight from his heart to yours. When you pass through the fires, I will be with you. The flames will not set you ablaze. Ki ani, Yahweh Eloheka, Kadosh Yisrael, Moshiecha. I am Yahweh, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Today, we not only celebrate and mark the bold confessions of Shachrach and Benny, but also the bold confessions of people like Martin Luther, Philip Melanchthon, Justice Jonas, and others who 474 years ago today were called upon by a king, Charles V, at a place called Augsburg, that's in Germany. And on June 25th, 1530, these evangelical confessors brought together the Marburg, Schwabach, and Torgau articles and refused to blend in or bow down or sell out. Eyewitnesses to this event tell us that Chancellor Christian Bayer of Elector John's government read the German text with such conviction and such courage that his voice went out into the streets. And this voice of the gospel has been going out and changing lives since then to the four corners of the world. The Latin version of the unaltered Augsburg Confession begins with Psalm 119:46. I will declare your decrees before kings and will not be put to shame. Shachrach and Benny declare their decrees before the king and they are not put to shame. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to help us, but they are theologians of the cross. So in Daniel 3, verse 18, they also say, but if God does not save us now, we will not worship your gods, O king, or bow down to your idol of gold. Wow. Right here, just now, God is not only calling us, he is empowering us to make and live the same bold confession that Jesus Christ is Lord, that there's new life in him, that the Augustana is a correct exposition of this word of God, and that we, right here at this place, will never blend in or bow down or sell out to any institution, any system, any person who would rob us of this gospel. To the end, that with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we rock our world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.